Good morning, everyone. For those looking on with live stream, our diocese opened up on Pentecost. Actually, we were told when the decision came from the Supreme Court to overturn extended plans to open up, we were told that evening in a press conference that churches are now essential. That's awesome. So like businesses, and I always, the two that come closest, I think, to us are movie theaters and restaurants. I always like to pick those out. So 25% for movie theaters and for restaurants and for churches, not so much. Our bishop, the diocese, got a call this Thursday, like 2 days ago. And told, nope, we're being thrown in a different category. Now it's a maximum of 50 people. That next morning, a lot of faithful people tried to communicate, get communications out to each other. And amazingly, we all got up. This is just hours after being notified about this this new persecution of churches by our government. We got close to 200 people together, and there we were at the State Street steps of the Capitol, and that's where we began. A beautiful image of Our Lady of Fatima, which, by the way, the Supreme Court decision came on the feast of Our Lady of Fatima, May 13th. So we processed Our Lady, and we grabbed our rosaries, and we peacefully walked around the state capitol, the symbol of government in our state, and amazing to be with so many beautiful people and all tons of children everywhere, beautiful families on fire with the faith, and we prayed. Then we saw yesterday riots everywhere across the country, including our own city of Madison, almost in the very spot where we were praying. Although I did notice that they didn't get up to where we prayed. They seem to be surging toward it. And all these spiritual images started to come to my mind. You know, are we making the devil mad? It's almost like these minions are raging up toward us. And you can apply that to all areas. You know, the police, and we need to pray for them. But the decision was to basically stand down, let the riot and looting go. And then they managed to reel it in later. But, you know, you can only do what you can do. But then the image started coming in my mind. You know, we were threatened to be fined if we have 51 rather than 50 people in our church today. Government watchers would come and give us a citation for $1,000 for every service over 50 people. This while they stand down with rioting and looting the very night before. All of this is telling us, my brothers and sisters, that the war is on. But we war in a very different way. A lot of people are quoting Martin Luther King this weekend, as well they should. This is one of my favorite quotes. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. We're so tempted, aren't we, to rage onto the scene, to do our own form of rioting. But I was so proud to be a part of those holy 200 this past Thursday. You see, this is the light. This is the love that we need to bring to the world. Here we are on the feast day of Pentecost. You know what this is? This is the church going public. There they were in the upper room, frightened for fear of the Jews, it said. We've been praying a 9-day novena to pray for our priests and bishops. And you want to just lambast them. I'm not there. I see our times as being some of the most evil times in all of civilization. You can begin with how we've normalized almost 2 billion children being murdered under our watch. You could just begin there. And you could go from there. You know, my brothers and sisters, I watched last night these riots all around the nation. And I wasn't mad. I was deeply saddened. I saw souls disconnected. I'm not trying to ridicule them or chastise them. But it was apparent that they had no parents. Or at least any that cared enough to instill in them the values, the virtues, the morals of living the high life. Every once in a while, I click on what they call reality TV. And I got to turn it off. But this is what's being fed to us. Notice the title. Reality TV. This is reality. This is the norm, the new norm. I think back of riding my 5-speed Stingray bike with the banana seat and the butterfly handlebars and the sissy bar on the back. This high. And I remember, the norm was to instill in children goodness, righteousness, holiness. And what happened? An eruption of evil came onto the scene. I count it like around the late 60s. It was rumbling before that. And there they were. And our town, other than San Francisco, was considered one of the epicenters of the evil. On State Street, just as they were last night. Looking for what? A new normal. Let's cut ties with God. Let's be our own gods. So, way you can sum up this insurgence that occurred at that time. And now seems to be erupting all around us in our time. Enough said about that. We've been praying for our priests and bishops. It's not easy. I mean, our bishop got a call on Thursday that said, tell all your churches, 50 or more, or we're going to write them a $1,000 fine. It's the kind of stuff he has to contend with. They need a power. They need a strength like the apostles have never seen. The apostles through all our 2,000-year history. Priests, bishops. Johannanize them. Give them the strength. Give them a power. But here's the thing, my brothers and sisters. On this day in our diocese, and Bishop had this planned all along, we're launching, we're going public as a diocese, just as this Pentecost celebrates. The church is going public. Well, in the Diocese of Madison, the Diocese of Madison is going public. Why? Because Bishop just sent out his letter that he has had ready for this day. We're launching a new evangelization in our diocese. My brothers and sisters, we're going out, okay, with a power. With a power we're going to receive today. Let's take that power. I'm asking you, please, one of the things that we need is we need an evangelization leader and a team. Just putting that out there. Let the Holy Spirit help you discern, and then come and see me, okay? In a few moments, I'm going to offer a prayer to you, to our diocese, to the world, in a special way to our priests and bishops. It's the prayer of the Holy Spirit. This is an amazing prayer. It starts, "Come, Holy Spirit." It doesn't ask us to give a little bit of ourselves. It asks us to fill our hearts. It says, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Ignite us with a brand new fire. Give us the courage that we need. Enkindle in them the fire of love," it says. Not a little candlelight, a blazing fire inside of our soul. "Send forth your Spirit and they will be created." St. Paul says, "So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." The Holy Spirit asks us to be transformed into Christ and to bring Christ to the world. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. We need a power to do that. We need to, as the prayer says, bring that power to the world, and we, with that power, will renew the face of the earth. The prayer concludes, "O God, who by the light of your Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful." Here's a prayer I ask all of you to pray. Always, please, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Let him speak to you. And then parrot those words out to loved ones, strangers, anyone. Let God fill you with such inspiration that your words are able to ignite a fire in those around us. We always want to dismiss ourselves, exclude ourselves, disqualify ourselves. "Well, I'm not a great preacher, and I don't have a degree in theology, so you do it." No, we're all called to do it. We're all given a fire of the Holy Spirit, an inspiration from the Holy Spirit to say just the right words, to touch that heart who we're speaking to, the spirit of love, the spirit of charity. Grant us in this same spirit to be truly wise and ever to rejoice in your consolation. There's a wisdom that comes over us. You see, this is why I was so sad yesterday. I saw the stark contrast between Thursday and Friday. I was so privileged to be with those 200 on Thursday, ignited by the fire of the Holy Spirit. They had a wisdom about how to live. How to live the high life. How to live in the power of the Holy Spirit. How to allow our soul to be ignited so that the evidence of that Spirit is thrown out to the world in abundance. The evidence otherwise called the fruit. Love. Lavish love. Joy. Obnoxious joy. Peace. That lets people come in easily into your space. Patience. That isn't constantly finding fault and throwing barbs at our bishops. Kindness. Generosity. Temperance. Temperance. You have a priest standing in front of you who believes in the power of God, in the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't know if God will do anything, but here's what I believe. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and I'm going to raise my hands. And I'm going to pray this prayer on Pentecost Sunday in the middle of a global pandemic as the world is erupting all around us. And I'm going to ask God to give you, you who are watching, our priests and bishops, a fresh and new outpouring of the Holy Spirit, maybe since we've never experienced in the history of our church. How can we not think that this Pentecost, with what the world has and is going through, is not calling us to raise our game, to get involved, to stand with our brothers and sisters and go public with God, what God is doing here in our church? You know, the thing that I love doing, I just please my brothers and sisters, so good to see you. But I pray God gives you the urgency to love each other so much that you're telling everybody around you, you got to come over to this love fest here in our parish. It's awesome. You got to see these people who are just filled with awe and wonder before the Lord. You got to see these people who then are motivated to go out and spread the good news. Gosh, I love you. Christ loves you. Let's take that love and bring it to the world. So please close your eyes and receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant us in the same Spirit to be truly wise and ever to rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.